The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on, ladies.
You love a bit of immaturity, innit?
Yes.
The one
for sexy hands.
Too jazzy.
Easy. Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to spatchcock a chicken.
Scotch.
Let's go for it, right? Why not?
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
Here is today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We surprise someone who is a loyal listener to us every single day. We're their radio friends. They're alone a lot on the farm, so we surprise them on their birthday. Also, Chris has taken an ad out for the show in my local paper, the Southern Daily Echo, Coldplay style, like they did when they announced their track list for their album. It's not quite as I had hoped. And we meet some lads who would quite like to date our listener, Emily. So, like Coldplay did when they announced their track listing last week, Chris has gone to a local newspaper and put an ad in for today's show.
It's absolutely.
In the Southern Daily Echo.
I'm so proud of this, by the way.
The local paper where I'm from. Yeah.
It's great, because when you saw what Coldplay did, it was a cool idea, right? And then when you see the show there, just in amongst, I mean, look, to the left on the, I'm looking at the article at the moment, to the left of the show plan, there's important asbestos information.
Yeah, also there's a bit about a haunted house at West Quay.
Yeah, exactly. It's great, and there's just sort of adverts all around it. And then we're there.
Yeah, so it says, Tuesday afternoon's BBC Radio 1 show, and there's a rubbish picture of us, by Scott Mills and Chris Stark. Can I just read the menu to you? 1 p.m, radio starts and tune of the week from Charlie XCX. 1:30 p.m, TBC. You can't put TBC. It makes it look like we haven't planned anything.
I know what you're saying. And actually, when you read it like that, it does look rubbish. But the idea was to put the show plan on. At that point, nothing was planned. So it's TBC. Obviously, that's not TBC now. We know what we're doing. Do we? Yeah.
Yeah. 2 p.m. funny business.
Yeah, that's on every week.
Yep. 2:30 p.m. bangers. 3 p.m. we help somebody find a boyfriend in time for Christmas.
There you go.
Once again, 3:30 p.m. TBC. That's not good enough.
Yeah.
It makes us look shambolic. Well,
in all the comments that I'm seeing, it's what we put at 4 that is concerning people.
4 p.m. radio ends, which is dramatic, isn't it? It's like all of radio is going to end. I mean, it's a good ad for the show, for people on the South Coast. It's just that the two TBCs make us look awful.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Should we just invent a feature called TBC for 1:30 and then it makes it look like we've planned it more?
Yeah, I've always thought that would be a good DJ name, because you always see it on posters for clubs, don't you? Like, lesser down the lineup, it's like DJ TBC. If you're DJ TBC, bookings ahoy.
That's quite rude. Don't feel bad, Scott and Chris. Jordan North's whole show is TBC. That's not true. He plans a lot, actually. He wants to make it sound like that, spontaneous.
That's the beauty of it.
Right, he's a genius. It's all planned.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a lot of people listen to this show on their own. It can be a solitary experience listening to this sometimes, because a lot of people are just at work on their own. A lot of people work on farms, etc., on the tractor every day, and it's just them and us.
Yeah, but I like that. I kind of feel that's what we're here to do, right? We're there for everyone listening right now, whatever you're doing.
I mean, a high chance a lot of people are listening to this on their own right now at work. So in about 20 minutes, I want to do something for someone. I can't really say what it is because they will be listening. But it's their birthday, and they had quite a rubbish birthday last year. Details to follow. But their wife has got in touch and asked us to do something because they listen religiously on their own at work every day.
Scott Mills.
Jason, you're a genius. In the Southern Daily Echo, it says, for our show today at 1:30 TBC. Jason, that's right. After 1:30, it's Tuesday's birthday call. TBC.
BBC. Radio.
One. Scott Mills.
We really need to sort out our team Christmas dinner. Before I went away, I started to make plans for this, and no one's getting back to me.
Well, I'm not bothered about it, because what will happen is we'll set a date, you'll then cancel it, and it'll be a date that I can't do anyway. And it's getting busy now, so I just think, why are we bothering?
Oh, it's getting busy, is it?
No, I just think, like, we don't have to do it.
Right.
That doesn't seem... No one's voted on this thing.
Right, is that when no one's getting back to me in the group chat? Is everyone not interested? Should I just cancel it? I've not started to... I mean, but I'm looking at dates.
What I noticed with the...
Would you rather not?
With the Christmas parties is, you know, people send those polls out so that you can vote on which day is best for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should just send a little poll out to our group, right, and just go, does everyone actually want to do this? Because I'm not fussed.
All right. So you don't want to socialise with the team?
That's not what I'm saying.
No,
I'm
it's
saying
fine.
Why have we
just
got to organise a Christmas party? Why can't we all just... Why has it got to be a thing? Why have we got to do it differently to every other time?
Are you feeling the pressure of the date?
The date, and then we'll have to organise something.
Okay.
What are you meant to do?
All right, I'm going to put a poll on our group now. Does anyone think we should bother with
be
this?
Be honest, because I think
off?
People feel that they can't be honest to you.
Okay. Do you think?
Yeah. I think everyone's saying yes, and really, they're like...
Okay, will you start a separate poll then?
Oh, fine.
And don't include me.
Okay, fine. I'm going to set up a WhatsApp group for everyone that's involved in the show at Radio 1.
Don't put me in
except
it.
Except you.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jack in Winchester says, why doesn't Scott invite his dad again like he did at
there
the other
go.
Christmas party?
Yeah.
I double booked. I've forgotten my dad was visiting at the same time as our work night out.
That's what I mean. So there'll always be something else that happens with it.
So Pete came along. That's when I ordered that pate and made a mistake. Remember?
Christmas parties can be fun, but there'll be loads of people listening right now who really don't want to go to their Christmas party.
Yeah. I tried to order the duck liver pate.
Careful here.
But then...
Right, be really careful.
Then...
you didn't say duck.
No.
And I didn't you changed say the word liver to lover.
To lover, yeah. Yeah.
In front of his dad.
Yeah. And my dad was like, oh, I'll have the same.
It's fine, son. Yeah. We all love it.
Okay, so we're going to make this call now.
Yeah, okay, so this was a lovely email that we got, and I thought it would be a nice... Well, we both thought it'd be a nice thing to maybe follow up on. So we got this email. It says, hey, Scott, hey, Chris. Hope you're well. My husband is a farmer. He listens to you and Chris every day. He's stuck working himself, and although he loves the farm more than anything, it can also be quite a lonely job, hence why he relies on his pals on the radio to cheer him up. So, it's his birthday today. I'm not going to say his exact age because he's probably listening right now. And basically, this person that emailed us was wondering if we could give him a call. It would make his day.
Okay.
Apparently, his birthday last year was a little bit rubbish because they'd not long given birth to their first child who was premature. And I think, obviously, that took over.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, I've got the email in front of me. So, let's call this person. This is going to be a surprise for them, isn't it?
Hello,
is that John?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello, John. It's Scott Mills with Chris Stark here from Radio 1.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a bit random, I know. But I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John.
26 today.
No way.
You're like, what is going on right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, you've got to be careful because you're on Radio 1 at the moment.
Yeah. Now, can you guess how this has happened?
My wife, maybe.
Harriet, you mean?
Yeah.
She's been on, sent us an email. Says that you're kind of stuck working by yourself a lot. Where do you work?
I work on a farm, on my dad's farm.
Okay, and where's that?
Atlemore, just outside Glasgow.
Okay. Is that where you are at the moment?
Yeah, I'm just feeding cows.
So we're like your radio friends every day because you're on your own a lot, aren't you? You and the cows.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself, when you're on your own with the cows, talking to us back?
Great question.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Like chipping in with the conversation because the cows don't talk to you?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Do you ever name the cows out of interest? Like, I'd love to imagine there's a little Scott and a Chris sort of plodding around.
It could be arranged.
Yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
You could milk us. Well, this happens with a lot of farmers that are listening to Radio 1. Like, I wasn't even aware how many farmers there were in the UK until I started on this show.
There's a lot.
And then we've been quite lucky on, like, loads of nights that we've been DJing to meet a lot of farmers and young farmers and it can be quite a lonely job sometimes. It can be a little bit isolating. So I know that this must be quite weird, us calling you right now. Mm. Hey, John, Harriet said that you didn't have the greatest of birthdays last year. Do you want to say why?
You kind of got overlooked a bit.
Yeah, well, we had our son 10 days before, so it was just a bit chaotic.
Because he was 6 weeks premature, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of overshadowed your birthday a little bit.
Yeah, just a wee bit anyway, but it was worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Totally worth it.
And what's your son's name?
Robbie.
And he's all healthy and good now, right?
Yeah, fit and fit now, yeah.
Good.
Well, listen, John, we'll let you get back to the farm. We just wanted to say a quick hello and
okay, thanks very much.
Oh, good. Would you like to choose the next song on Radio 1?
Oh, God.
Pressure.
Harriet would say Taylor Swift's new song.
Oh, what, Lover?
Yeah, that's the boy.
Yeah, we can do that. Anyway, right, we'll let you get back to it. Happy birthday.
Okay, thanks very much.
And let's get Taylor Swift on. Thank you, John.
Thanks, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris says, oh, that's nice. Doing nice things for good people. Nice one, lads. Love you guys. Love Radio 1. Thanks. Ah, oh, I hope he has a better birthday today.
Yeah, exactly. Nice lad.
Right, going back to our advert in the Southern Daily Echo for the show today, like Coldplay did with their album last week, Chris has put an advert in the local paper in the Southampton region, in the Hampshire region, for the contents of today's show. It's a bit sketchy, to be honest. There's a lot of TPCs in there because we didn't know what was going to be on the show when the advert went out.
I keep telling you this.
Okay, so it says 2 p.m., 1:30 was TBC, 2 p.m. funny business, so that's coming up.
That's coming up.
So we're sticking to the order of the show.
Absolutely.
This is what happened when we called a place called the Gaping Goose before.
Good afternoon, Gaping Goose.
Hello.
Hello, Gaping Goose.
Am I hearing you right? I'm calling the Gaping Goose.
That's right. It's just companies with lol names.
Lovely, thank you. Just to let you know, sir, we do have special offers on at the weekend if you do have a lady friend.
Well, I hope to come visit the Gaping Goose at some point.
If you do have a lady friend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OK, it's funny business. Still on the lookout for these places, by the way. We can't do this without you. If you see a place with an excellent name, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
This is the most childish game on radio, just to kind of pre-warn there.
Yeah, but we said at the beginning of the show, we are the one for the immature, so
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you listen to this, you're in as well.
Okay, so
the only rule is don't laugh.
Okay, I've got a company for you to call. You've got one for me. We don't know where each other is calling. Okay, you first. Okay, this is my number for you, okay? Don't laugh.
Hello, Beaver Bushcraft. Tim speaking. How can we help you?
Hello. Couple of questions. Sorry, did you say your name was Tim?
It is Helen. How can I help you?
Sorry, I misheard. And your business name is Beaver Bushcraft?
It's Beaver Bushcraft, yes.
What's that?
Oh, God. It's a company that sells bushcraft.
You don't sound sure yourself. What's going on?
What is bushcraft?
Yeah.
Think Rainiers. Rainiers.
Oh, okay. Wait, the thing is, right, the bushcraft itself is like surviving, right? I get that. What's the beaver side? Because you'd rarely need to survive in a beaver, would you?
We were actually drunk in the back garden. And we came up with this name, Beaver Bushcraft, because you can do all sorts of things with beavers. And one of our sayings was, log on with Beaver Bushcraft.
Are you a naturist yourself?
Sort of.
What have I said wrong there?
We do lots of natural items, I have to say, and we work a lot with leather.
I'm so confused. So do you live out in the garden or something? Like, what, do you live outside or...?
No, we don't live outside. We live in a house.
Oh, I was getting Ray Mears vibes from you there.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I have a lot more questions. But yeah, what time are you open? Where are you based?
We're actually based in Kent and we've got an online business.
Okay, fine. So if I want to get into Beaver Bushcraft, I can just log on to a website. I'll be able to find that easily, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Too many of you.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
I won't forget it. It's lovely to speak to you.
And you as well. Thank you for phoning.
Thank you. Gone?
Yeah. Gone.
Gone. But, my apologies.
Right.
Like, I heard Tim
who's
at the
Tim?
Start. No, because I heard Tim. And then she said...
No, I'm Helen, actually.
Helen. And so, yeah, I understand that was an error. The Beaver Bushcraft thing, I'm still a bit bemused by. Because it didn't even sound like she was fully convinced.
No, I mean, it's like almost like she doesn't know what they do.
If you're a naturist, it's some sort of survival thing.
Mm. I'm not
clear,
though.
You looked at me weird there as well. What did I say wrong there?
You asked if she was a naturist.
Yeah.
And then she said something about, and we're really, we work a lot with leather. I'm just really confused by the whole thing.
Yeah,
anyway.
Okay. Well,
thanks, Tim.
Go. Yeah. Sorry, Tim. Your go. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Hello, Blow Me Hairdressing. How can I help?
Blow Me Hairdressing?
Blow Me, yeah.
Blow Me. Where are you based then?
Bristol.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought I could hear a little accent there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, barber. Who came up with the name of the hairdressers there?
Our boss, Buster, his name is.
Yeah. And he thought it would be a good idea to call it Blow Me.
Yeah, he did. It's a good. We get like people walking past all the time and they take photos of it and that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it might be like a local tourist attraction there, right?
Yeah.
How many people a day ask for a blow?
Quite a few.
Yeah, I bet.
We only give out a couple, though.
Fair. Oh, well, next time I'm in Bristol area,
yeah,
I'll
come in.
I'll pop into Passage Street for a blow, yeah.
A blowy?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then.
All right,
nice
thank
to speak
you.
To you. Just wanted to check the name there. All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Gone.
A blowy?
Yeah, I assume that's the name that they give for their haircuts. Must be. Must be. Oh, who are we ringing now? Yeah. This isn't going to happen. No. Who have you accidentally called?
I was calling Blow Me again by mistake.
No, let's not make that mistake again.
Scott Mills.
You really messed that up, by the way.
The whole naturist and naturalist.
Yeah, a naturist is someone who likes to be naked. A naturalist is someone who does nature things. So you just asked that lady if she likes to be nude socially.
Yeah, well, maybe she's into both. I don't know. It's whereas Ray Mears and all this as well, he strikes me as someone who enjoys both.
Yeah. Hey, you know that Lizzo track that Ariana's jumped on?
Yeah.
We should so jump on it.
Yeah. You know, like we did. Saying that we should do a version.
Yeah, like we did with Justin Bieber and Billie Eilish. And in the end, people ended up enjoying that version more. If you've got any good names for Funny Business, let me know. They were great today, by the way. Any more? Maybe even if you're on holiday or you're working abroad at the moment. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us the name of the company. We'll do the rest.
Yeah, and we always say this as well. If you're bored at work, feel free to go and search for some as well. Just type in a few choice words.
Yeah, be careful at work.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. We've got another listener with a birthday now.
You're joking. Not another one.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Brenda's trending at the moment. Where is she? Probably like bolted the door. Get out.
I don't think she's mad keen on being the voice of elections.
Remember, she hated the fame.
Yeah.
She retreated fast. No one can find her now. Fair play. Happy birthday, Laura.
Hey, thank you.
Happy birthday. Right, so you're 32, 32 today, but everyone's deserted you, right?
Yeah, my mum has decided to go to India for 3 weeks. On holiday, my dad has a hospital appointment, his routine hospital appointment, which is 4 hours long. By the time that's finished, he's sort of wiped out, shattered, so I won't be seeing him. So it's just me.
Ideal.
Back in the day, those circumstances would have led to house party. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, back in the day it would have done, but I have a child, so yeah, no house parties these days.
Okay. Have you bought yourself a card or anything?
No, I've had to buy my own birthday cake, as sad as that sounds.
That's dark.
Oh, I don't feel you should do that.
My son was like, oh, we've got to get a cake. And, you know, you just think, oh, okay, we'll get a cake. So he's picked the cake out. So I've got a Paw Patrol cake for my birthday.
Oh, nice. Here's the thing. If anyone's ever in this situation, don't be buying your own birthday card or birthday cake. You really should just drop us an email or something, and because you shouldn't be doing that for yourself, should you? Like, surely that's for someone else to do.
I should have dropped you an email.
You've never bought a card for yourself?
No, have you?
Yeah.
What, to Scott, love Scott?
On Valentine's Day, yeah.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I've not gone that drastic.
Only once.
You haven't done that. Oh, so there's flowers that have turned up for you in the past.
That was different.
Because they were expensive.
I never sent flowers to myself. I wish I hadn't said that now. Anyway, Laura, here's my banger for you today. Ellie Goulding, Starry Eyed.
Oh, good choice.
You just don't hear it.
I haven't heard this one for a while.
Early Goulding.
I view this as sort of vintage Goulding.
It is.
I liked this era of Goulding.
I did.
Yeah. And Laura, for your birthday banger choice from me, sorry, I forgot where I was for a second. I am offering you this. This is City High, What Would You Do?
Another one I've not heard for a while.
You're joking. Not another one?
Okay. So what are we going for?
It's going to be Team Scott.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah, I think a choice.
Dr. Ruja persuaded millions of people to join her financial revolution. And then she disappeared. One of Europe's richest women, someone who looks set to change the world, had vanished into thin air. I'm Jamie Bartlett, and for the last 6 months, I've been on the hunt to try to find the missing crypto queen. And it gets far weirder than I thought possible.
Kidnapping, killing. Oh, those from the traditional bank. This is the trick that they do.
It's cult. It's very cult-like.
It starts to get very, very, very scary. Very, very, very fast.
Subscribe to The Missing Crypto Queen on BBC Sounds.
Somebody thinks that was just a pity vote for me because of my tragic Valentine's Day sending card to yourself story. Nah, that's a good track. She's good.
Really good.
Ellie Goulding and Starry Eyed. That one from Ellie Goulding, the Greg James years, of course.
It was...
that time, wasn't it? That one.
It was a vintage time.
Figure eight.
Yep, Guns and Horses.
All of those. All during the Greg James era there. Ellie Goulding and Starry Eyed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Emily was on the show yesterday. We want to find a winter partner for Christmas for one of our listeners. We've had so many applicants for this. Thanks for getting in touch. All I want is you for Christmas. Okay, it's now up to us to sort the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, but do you want a little reminder of what she was looking for?
Yeah, okay, so this is what Emily said yesterday. This is ideally what she's after.
The kind of guys I go for are probably quite stocky. By my track record, they're also quite childish.
Stocky, childish.
Somebody's not afraid of an independent woman.
Independent. Also this.
I cannot have food on my plate touching if it's not meant to touch. And that's a deal breaker.
Cannot have food touching.
Deal breaker, that.
I like to have a portioned, proportioned mouthful of my fork at any one time. So I don't eat things separately, I eat them all together, but proportionately. So I can eyeball the plate and know how much of each I've got left and do a ratio statistic in my head.
Proportioned fork ratio.
Well, the challenge is on, Scott. We need to find someone for her for Christmas.
Absolutely. And we'll do it next. We'll go through some of our applicants next on Radio 1. It could be you dating Emily very soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's cuffing season. Let's try and find Emily, our listener, a boyfriend, in time for the festive season.
I'm so ready for this. Shall we just crack on with it then? Meet the people.
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you ready? Bring on the boys!
Here they are. Line one, who's that?
It's Liam.
Hello, Liam. Are you single right now?
I am, yeah.
How long for?
Since February.
Okay. And you liked the sound of Emily, did you, when she was on the show yesterday?
I did indeed.
Well, you could be dating her by Christmas, but obviously you've got to sell yourself, right?
Uh-huh. Okay, 15 seconds.
Yeah, we want to hear your best habit and your worst.
Go.
I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun. Could even be 6'2". And just for you, depending on the shoes I'm wearing, my worst habit is probably me finger biting. I can't stop.
You got a lot of information in there after quite a slow start, Liam.
Hang on, yeah. You don't actually know how tall you are.
It depends on the shoes I'm wearing, doesn't it?
Okay. Fair point. So 6'2" in a heel, right?
Yeah, maybe.
But you do bite your nails.
I do, yeah.
I've always viewed that as a minor thing, but for some people, they hate that.
Some people, it's a deal breaker.
All right, Liam, we'll bear that in mind.
Line two, who's this?
It's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Are you single?
I am indeed.
Are you ready to mingle?
Well and truly.
Okay. How long have you been single for?
3 years.
Wow, okay.
Why?
Makes me think you're choosy.
No, I'm not choosy. I just decided to change careers. So most of it was spent working with dogs. And now I'm ready and need to mingle with actual humans.
I don't even think we need the 15 seconds for you. I think you should just go straight through.
No,
not,
we, do you no, we've got it? To do it.
We've got to do it. Oh, we've got to be fair.
Best thing and worst thing, please. Go!
My best features are that I'm a rugby player and yes. I have a nice bum, as well as a really good beard, which I'm constantly getting complimented on.
Worst?
And my worst feature is that I snore and I'm constantly having the mic taken out of me for it.
Okay, can I hear what your snore sounds like?
I don't think it's that bad, to be fair.
Do an impression of it.
I think... That's my best impression.
Right. All right, Jamie, thanks for that. I liked him, to be fair. Scott, should we hear line three?
Although the snoring would be annoying. Hello, line three.
It's Justin.
Justin, single?
Yeah. Yeah, very, yeah.
Very?
Very. Very. Okay.
15 seconds, mate. You up for this?
Yeah, yeah, always.
Best
always.
And worst, go.
Yeah, so I don't mind my fall out of myself. I'm always the first to do something. And worst is over-the-top romantic gestures that always backfire.
Oh, come on, that's your worst thing, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, like what? Overthink.
I did the whole Love Actually thing with the billboards outside someone's house once.
What?
Yeah. You know where he holds up the signs saying, tell him it's carol singers, and he goes through the signs?
Yeah.
I did that, and she hurried me along and then pulled the curtains.
Yeah. It doesn't work in real life.
No, it doesn't work. That's classic. It works in a film, but not in real life.
I know, but I do my best.
Can we stop the negatives in this being positive things? Yeah, we know what you're up to.
Yeah, we know what you're doing.
I want to hear about your political views or your, you know.
Line four, who's this?
It's Ben.
Are you single?
I'm as single as the last chocolate finger that nobody wants.
Okay.
Chocolate fingers, I'll write that down.
You mentioned that, so just make a note of that. All right, 15 seconds, go.
Cool, so I like gardening, I'm outdoorsy, do a lot of fishing, work hard, love my job, I do anything for anybody.
Worst.
Well, just to drop in my worst feature is, I'm absolutely terrible at bowling.
Right, these are not the worst thing about these people.
Tried for years and I'm terrible at bowling, Scott. I promise you, I'm terrible at bowling.
No, but when I said worst thing, I want to hear people like, I'm a psychopath.
Yeah.
That's what I want, you know?
I
want
to hear, I'm into this really weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like feet. That's what I want.
Yeah. All right, fine. Well, that's four people there.
Oh, I've got more. The Scott Mills Daily. Well, at the moment, Jamie, the rugby player, is getting a lot of love. Hannah says, can I date Jamie, please? A rugby player that works with dogs. My perfect man. Also, Fiona, one of Emily's best friends, has been on, saying, I can categorically say that lad number two is the front runner so far. You've not heard them all yet, though. David in Durham. He says, hoey, man. Hello. Worst habits are terrible examples. I want to know if someone licks their top lip after sneezing. I know. They're not telling us the truth here, I don't think.
One.
I'm just here trying to find Emily, our listener, a boyfriend for the festive season. It's cuffing season. So far, we've heard from Liam, Jamie, Justin and Ben.
You're right. We're four lads deep far. Yeah.
What a place
to
be.
And let's get a couple more on. What are you saying, Scott?
Okay. Line five. Who's this?
Hello, this is Torquil from Aberdeen.
What's your name again?
Oh, Torquil.
Torquil.
It's a funny one.
I love that.
Great name. Torquil, are you excited at the prospect of dating?
Dating in general? Well, it's a bit hit and miss.
Okay.
It's always fun.
Are you single?
I enjoy it. At the moment, yeah, sadly. Been for a while.
Are you a wrong'un?
Nah, I think I'm a good'un.
All right, Torquil, 15 seconds to sell yourself. Tell me your best thing and then your worst thing.
My best attribute? Well, my sister likes to say I've cooked the best food she's ever tasted out of however many people she's had.
Okay, good.
Worst attribute? I tend to drink perhaps a bit too much at night out. You've got stuck in the toilet once or twice. Not a good time.
Okay, so multiple times you've been stuck in a toilet on a night out.
We've all got quirks on a night out, Scott. Tarquil's here is that he can't find his way out of a toilet.
Okay.
Well,
if that's your worst thing, I mean...
Do you try and go Bear Grylls in the situation? You go over the top?
Well, it depends on the design, doesn't it? One or two, it's completely surrounded, you can't get out.
Yeah, it's climbing the walls of the toilets there is never...
Not that hard to get out of a toilet, Tarquil, but I'll take your word for it. Hello, line six, who's this?
It's Ollie.
Hey, Ollie, where are you?
I'm in Maidenhead in Berkshire.
It's your end.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I live around that way now.
Yeah, I did hear that, Chris.
What do you mean you heard it? That's a bit weird, isn't it?
See,
well, you actually had a train beard with my sister and her boyfriend a few months ago.
Oh, my God.
Classic me.
Right. I just had a couple of train beers. This is you.
This is classic me.
You love a hookup with a stranger.
I just... Well, don't say it like that. That's a weird thing to say. What this would have been is, yes, I would have been getting the train home. I imagine... Did you say it was your brother or your sister?
My sister and her boyfriend.
All right, so
who
your
bought
sister,
the beers? Who bought them?
I believe it's Chris.
Yeah, I would have bought the beers.
So you are generous. You know what? You are such a nice person.
That's really kind.
You are a nice person.
I like meeting new people.
There's so many times...
and then I take them for beers.
There's so many times where I hear that you've like met up with some randoms and had a great time.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
All right, look, we're getting away from the point here, which is to find you love. Would you describe yourself as a stud?
I'm not sure about that.
And you are single?
I am, yeah. I'm very single.
How long for?
18 months, two years.
It's time to get back in the saddle.
It sure is.
Here he goes, right.
I don't think that's the right phrase, but yeah.
On the saddle.
Back on the saddle.
Back on the pony.
Okay, that's not right either. Right, you've got 15 seconds to tell me good and bad. Best thing about yourself and worst thing.
I once rode a bull at a rodeo in Australia. And the worst thing about me is that I have a habit of singing Shania Twain when I'm drunk on karaoke.
And that's the worst thing about you, is it?
I'd say it's pretty dreadful, yeah.
Okay, you've had no dark thoughts. Mm. There's not weird stuff that you type into Google.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're going with here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's none of that. My biggest downfall is singing. And I feel like I'm
all
right.
With all of these callers, Chris, I refuse to believe that this is the completely worst thing about them, because we've got some wrong-uns listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just not they're just not owning up to it.
But this is a show for wrong-uns as well, and they should be able to say...
You can say it to us, you know? Ollie, there's something much darker in your past that you're not telling us, but if that's what you're going to stick with as the worst thing that's ever happened, or the worst thing about you, any secret children?
No secret children that I know of. No, I don't think so. Right.
Any weird reason why you've been dumped before?
Because I watched an episode of Made in Chelsea without waiting for my girlfriend to watch it.
Right, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Now we're getting there.
We're getting there now. The Shania Twain fact seems rubbish in comparison to that. Line 7, who's this?
Hi, it's James.
Hello, James, where are you?
I am currently in Barrow.
In Furness?
That's the one.
All right, mate.
You single, are you?
I am, originally I'm from Birmingham, but yeah, very much single.
What's that got to do with anything?
Are you single? Well, originally I'm from Birmingham.
Is that a euphemism or something?
Not quite, I just thought I'd put it out there.
Are you single, James? Well, originally I'm from Birmingham.
I have dabbled in Birmingham.
All right, best thing and worst thing about you. Remember, this is to date Emily. 15 seconds, go.
Wow, okay, so the best thing is I've run two marathons, I suppose.
That's
good. Worst thing is I ran out on a day at the back door.
Okay. See, this is more honest. I like it. And why did you do that?
I was on the phone to my friend in the toilet. I was like, mate, this just ain't going on. This ain't working. It's not going well. And I just dashed back door.
You made like one of the sugar babes and went.
Yeah.
Just like that.
So you left her there, I assume, to pick up the bill and everything.
And the worst thing about it, I picked her up and I took her there.
So she had to make her own way back then as well.
Basically.
No, but listen, at least you're being honest. I'm marking you up here.
Yeah, I'm marking you up because you're the most honest out of all of these people. Okay, what are we thinking then? We've met them all now. Let me know your thoughts. Who's your fave?
Scott Mills.
Hello, Becky.
Hi, how you doing? Hi,
yeah,
Scott.
Good.
Hi, it's Chris.
So you've got some advice on who you think we should pick from the boys you heard earlier that want to date Emily, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, go on.
I think Jamie's probably the best bet at the minute because, honestly, well, to be fair, if she doesn't pick him, I'll have him because working with dogs and he's been single for 3 years, I've been single for 3 years, so, you know. But sounds like a good pick for her if she wants him.
And is a rugby player. Yes!
Yeah, I suppose that's all right. I've never been into
rugby
play.
This is it. This was always going to happen. There was always going to be other people who'd be listening, hearing some of the lads and going, oh, my God, that sounds like the perfect guy.
Yeah.
That was always going to happen with this. But you're basically saying you're happy to be...
second in line.
Yeah.
Basically, you are happy to have Emily's cast-offs.
Well, you know, if it works, it works.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
So you liked the sound of him. He was the best one, you think?
Yeah, probably so far. Okay. Some of the other lads sound lovely, but and the one with all the friends calling in, that's always nice to have a support system like that.
Yeah. I do think it comes down to what we do tomorrow to kind of grill them further. I take it you'll be listening, right, to find out more details about Jamie?
Yeah, definitely.
No worries. Yeah, we've got some plans for tomorrow. That's going to take it to the next level. And I think
if he gets through,
we'll really find out some more about them tomorrow. So make sure you're listening tomorrow, all right?
For sure, definitely.
Yeah, see if anything that happens on tomorrow's show puts you off, Jamie.
One! Scott Mills.
Who's going to make the cut for our listener, Emily? Find out tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 or catch up on the podcast on BBC Sounds.